Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's get going. The inside track for 2018, title of show. Do you really need your joint replaced? Options explored. Big one for you guys, especially over the age of 60. Many of you have heard, replace that shoulder, replace that knee, replace that hip. Your common sense tells you you shouldn't do it. You don't want to do it. Unfortunately, many of you are forced to do it. Yes, there is a shade of gray. Yes, too many of these are done each year unnecessarily because the physical therapy stinks. So first thing, I want to get straight with you, as in straight talk. The decision, even on behalf of an orthopedic surgeon with discretion, that means before he tells you to replace the hip, replace the knee, replace the shoulder, will send you to physical therapy. First statement, the physical therapy stinks. Hands down, I'm going to say that. Take it or leave it. Now, why do I say that? Well, all right. If you can, of course, get to the website straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's .cc with two T's. The picture's worth a show of words. If you're driving, I'll explain it. Bottom line, those of you on the fence about a joint replacement sent to physical therapy, your joint will never stop hurting. Your joint will never stop deteriorating unless you are taught, supervised, and given the time to change the alignment of the joint. No, 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 you don't understand. You may think you do, and so your physical therapist may think he or she understands. Changing the alignment of the joint is not a little thing. It's a big thing. It's almost everything. Now, I would say probably nobody more prolifically explained this, explored this, than Ida Rolf. And if you check any of her literature, I put a lot of these Rolfian-type pictures on the show to explain to you, but really, this is the study of biomechanics. Rolf probably, I think, more effectively elucidated what biomechanics and changing the biomechanics of the body is all about. But make no mistake about it, whether it succeeds or it fails, and it usually fails, whether it's yoga, whether it's Rolfing even, whether it's Qigong or Kung Fu or whatnot, most of your attempts to change the force vectors, the arrows of force through the joint, which determine the alignment, or I could say, those modalities that try to significantly change the posture of the body. Remember, when we're saying change the posture of the body, we're effectively talking about changing the lines of force through the joint. If you're hyperlordotic, if you're kyphotic, if you're externally rotated through the feet, and you change that back to that swaggering gait and posture you had on your wedding day when you were a teenager and captain of the football team. Those of you who go through a real shift in alignment are really, really changing the alignment through the joint. Anything short of that will not allow that joint to stop deteriorating. You got to understand this, because unfortunately right now, when John Q. Public has a knee ache, a hip ache, and a shoulder ache, and they go to John Q. Surgeon, John Q. Surgeon says, John Q. Public, go to physical therapy, we'll give it a shot. And none of what I just described ever occurs in physical therapy. Changing the alignment of a body is an art form, and it is an involved art form. And physical therapists don't make their living from this. You got to understand that too, gang. You really know what you make a living doing. A physical therapist is fantastic. You physical therapists out there catching this show today, no, this is not a criticism of you. You go through a serious surgery, you go through some extreme serious trauma. Physical therapists are fantastic at doing the things you have to have done after either one of those scenarios. That's how they make their living. They don't really make their living taking an orthopedic referral and preventing it from going to shoulder, knee, or hip replacement. That's not what they learn in school. That's not how they make their living. But you see, the orthopedic surgeon has a problem. And the problem is they know deep down inside that often enough when you come in screaming of pain in a joint, they know that in a sense that joint is not ready for replacement. And if they're good withstanding doctors who try to do the right thing, they got a problem. Well, we could replace it now, but let's see what physical therapy will do. And they're saying that because they know darn well that that joint is not, technically speaking, ready for replacement. So they have a problem. They don't want to do it yet. They don't want to do the surgery yet. Many of them don't. Others, forget it. I'll explain that in a second. But many of your orthopedic surgeons don't want to do the surgery because it's not, joint's not really that deteriorated. And so they shuffle you off to physical therapists because that's what you're supposed to do. As a surgeon, that is what you do. You send it to PT. PT has no education. Accordingly, we have a crisis here. And that crisis means you get the screw. And you do. I see it all the time. Joints prematurely replaced. Unnecessarily replaced when rehabs could have been done. Now, here's a caveat to this. The first caveat to this is that if you get your joint rehabbed, if you go in to rehab, you're going to work hard to do it. And if you're not prepared to work hard to do it, and if you're not prepared to be under supervision, then it's going to fail. You don't necessarily rehab a joint in 4 weeks. It may take you 2, 3, 4 months. And there's a million reasons for this. Yeah, it gets integrated. If you're up for hip surgery, but you don't really need it, so your orthopedist sends you to PT, and PT is going to fail you, because they don't understand how to do it. Right there, you're left in limbo. Now, with that limbo comes other considerations. For instance, suppose you're 100 pounds overweight. Suppose you're on the verge of hip surgery and you're 100 pounds overweight. Are you trying to tell me that knocking off 100 boulders might not be the thing to investigate before you get a hip surgery? Are you trying to tell me there's no correlation between the pain in your hip joint and that extra 100 pounds? And of course, these correlations all too often are not made. They're not made. And one of the reasons they're not made is all the focus goes on the x-ray. Look at the x-ray. Look at the damage in the joint. If you lose 100 pounds, that damage is still going to be there. So why should I even bother losing the weight? I'll still have the joint damage. This is a very myopic view of why you have pain in the first place. It's not just the physical degeneration of the joint. It's the angles of force that are compressing the joint that has a lot to do with the pain, not just the physical decay of the joint. You have to get this straight. You take a sizable percentage of those joints that are deformed, not deformed, but that have decreased joint space, cartilage chips floating, osteophytes. You take a fairly high percentage of these types of joints, you change the alignment without changing the condition of the joint, and voila, the pain is gone. Now, I can tell you that for a fact. Any good rehab guy will tell you that for a fact. But from the orthopedic standpoint, the proof is simply the joint's deteriorated. You can see it on the x-ray. You can see it on the scan. And on that basis, there's nothing you can do but replace the joint. That's why in the failure of sophisticated rehab principles, in the absence of really understanding what rehab of a joint is about, the orthopedic guy will figure it's got to be done. Now, here's another problem. If you're 70 years old and you're borderline and you're fairly sedentary and the orthopedic surgeon, he kind of gets hip on your lifestyle, which is poor. You don't really exercise. You eat what you want. You hang out too often in a chair. Yeah, a little gardening, a little grandkid stuff. But by and large, you're not Jack LaLanne. Once they get that idea, they estimate that over 5 years, that joint's going to be gone. And so they save you the time. They figure, listen, you're in pain. It's only going to get worse. Guess what? In most people, it does get worse. Why is my orthopedic surgeon telling me to go into that joint and cut it out and replace it when it's not ready yet? Because the orthopedic surgeon is taught that it's going there anyhow, fast, and why not save you the time? Do it at 70, not 75. Why endure the 5 years of pain? And listen, orthopedic surgeons are not to be attacked for thinking that way. That's not a bad way to think. If you're not going to do anything to help yourself because you don't know, or because real rehab, as I'm pointing out, is too scarce, then isn't it virtuous to tell your patient, replace the hip now or the shoulder now or the knee now, because there's not much you can really do for it. Let's save you the 5 years of pain. Do it now. That's an honest thing to do. That is not a bad thing to do. So you can't attack them. You can't call this greed, because it's not. It's actually good care. See, things are complicated. You might think the orthopedic surgeon is just telling you to replace your joint because he needs another condominium in Florida. It's not the case. You might think it's Big Pharma somewhere behind this. It's not the case. There are holes in our understanding. If an orthopedic surgeon really understood physical rehab, he would tell you to do it, and he does anyway. But orthopedic surgeons don't really understand it. And I just told you, physical therapists don't understand it. Neither of those two arenas make their living from what I'm suggesting you start to learn. Neither one. And if they don't make a living doing it, they're not going to know the nuances of it. All right. Throwing lots of stuff at you as always. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I give you the inside track. I give you the concepts. I bust the myths. I tell you where it's at. And those of you who are sick of being sick that really want to engage, hear me well. Hear me well. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Listen to the shows again and again and again. Study the shows. Look at the pictures. Grasp the concepts. If you're looking for the quick fix, keep turning.